Rudy, Robert, and Mary, call anytime at 800-387-8025. Follow the program on Facebook or Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being a part of the show today. In a moment, Carnival CEO Arnold Donald will be here. But first, I want to share that this portion of the program is sponsored by our friends at Friendly Planet Travel. You know, it's a new year. That means new ideas, new opportunities, new people and places to go experience. If you're already thinking about your next trip or vacation, check out friendlyplanet.com/travel. They offer small group tours to the world's top destinations at some of the best values in travel. And things like airfare, hotels, transfers, most meals, and a lot more, they're all included. They offer experiences, not sightseeing, and that ensures you're going to gain insider access to unique cultural encounters that you simply won't find with the other companies. Your small group tours are just 15 to 24 travelers. They're going to be led by local English-speaking experts. You're going to stay at high-quality accommodations that are centrally located, not miles off the beaten path from where you really want to be. So whether your next adventure will take you to Europe, the Caribbean, South or Central America, Asia, Africa, the Middle East, even the South Pacific, Friendly Planet has the perfect trip to fit any budget or interest. You can find more information at friendlyplanet.com/travel. That's friendlyplanet.com/travel or rudymaxa.com under sponsors.
Carnival Cruise Lines is the industry world leader, featuring 10 unique brands that include their namesake, Carnival, Princess Cruises, Seabourn, Cunard, Holland America, Costa, and others. Arnold Donald has been the CEO since July of 2013, and based on their recent earnings reports, things are going very well at Carnival these days. Prior to Carnival, Arnold was the CEO of the Executive Leadership Council, which is a professional network for African-American executives of major domestic and global companies. Carnival and its brands account for nearly 50% of the world's cruise passengers, catering to every price, preference, taste, and target market. Although the company is based in Miami, we're reaching Arnold today at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, where this week he became the first keynote speaker to come from outside the tech industry.
Arnold, welcome to Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries. Thanks for taking some of your time today to spend with us and about a million or so of our listeners.
Hey, well, thank you for having me on, and warm shout out to all of your listeners.
Well, we appreciate that. So I know we're reaching at CES. Congratulations, by the way, on being the keynote speaker this year. Have you had any chance to wander around the massive exhibition space that's out there? Anything catch your attention?
Well, unfortunately, I haven't had a lot of time to do any personal shopping, which I have done in previous years at the Consumer Electronics Show. But unfortunately, this year, no such luck.
All right, well, that's okay.
It's all been about Carnival Corporation and the launch of Ocean and eventual presentation of it on our Princess cruise lines later this year.
Yeah, we're going to get to that coming up in a moment. You know, you're heading into your fourth year as Carnival's CEO. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on where the company was when you took over and where you've helped lead the company to today.
Well, you know, first of all, the company, as you know, is almost 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And was founded by Ted Arison and then his son Mickey, who's currently our chairman. You know, really expanded it into what is today the world's largest leisure travel company. So the company was in good shape, but we had been challenged. And our organization at the time was around 10 brands, some of them different than the ones we have today. And they were all independent from each other and operated in relative isolation. So we couldn't take advantage of the inherent scale that we had as the largest leisure travel company in the world. And so when I came in, the first thing I had to do was just listen. You know, I listened to guests. I listened because they're most important. That is our ethos, is great guest experience and exceeding guest expectations. Listen to our employees. I listened to all of our stakeholders, all of our partners, et cetera, because we have been challenged with a perfect storm of a host of things, from geopolitical tensions to voyage interruptions or disruptions and so on. And we had seen a decline in income and a decline in return on invested capital.
Okay.
And so that was the first thing to do, and right away we started spending time with folks like you, with the media. We found the media really had a misunderstanding of cruise, and not just of our company, but the industry. And we thought it was important to just share the facts. And once the media understood the facts, they would be able to differentiate between what was news and what was fact.
And what's true, right. as always, right? So let's talk a little bit about digging in here for our listeners about Carnival and the brands. And when I talked about you in the introduction, we certainly talked about the sheer number of brands Carnival has. And I believe Fathom was something big for you guys that is being discontinued in the middle of this year. But I also believe you're incorporating volunteer experiences into some of your other brands going forward. It's a great concept. But this week at CES, you introduced yet another new product or concept called Ocean Medallion. So why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Yeah, I will. Really quickly on Fathom.
Yeah.
Fathom, we did launch last year as a brand. We had one ship, Adonia. That ship is still sailing under the Fathom brand and will through May, going to Cuba and to the Dominican Republic. And Fathom is not disappearing. It's just evolving. A startup, and it's pivoting to go across multiple brands.
Do you think it was ahead of its time, perhaps?
I'm sorry?
Do you think it was ahead of its time, perhaps?
No, I think it's a natural evolution. We trialed it with one ship, but now it'll be on many ships. It'll go across a number of our ships. So a number of our ships go to the Dominican Republic, and a number of them will offer to their guests the on-the-ground delivery that Fathom created. Alongside our colleagues in the Republic.
Yeah,
and so Fathom has just evolved. People think of it as being shut down or something. It's really not at all. The ship was a charter ship from our P&O brand. The ship's going back to P&O. So other ships are going to be going to Cuba. And so it's just a natural evolution.
Okay, that's good to hear, because we did read a lot, actually, of the guest responses to that, and really positive. People had really, like, life-changing experiences from what I read, so that's good to hear that it's going to be continuing, even on a different level, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Hopefully more people will have access to it
to
bring on the new ship. Having said that, you asked about Ocean Medallion.
Yes.
Right, it's very exciting. Yeah, just as Fathom was guest-oriented to have impact for those people wanting to travel deep and have impact, Ocean Medallion is a similar thing. It's available to guests. You know, they can elect to use it or not. And so we're not trying to, you know, push anything on anyone, but it is revolutionary. And what it does is it mimics, on one hand, you know, the accessibility you might see in some things like some of the bands that you see in some amusement parks or maybe one other cruise line or something has a band or wristband you can wear. So that gives you access to things, you know, to your room, your cabin, whatever. What we do with the medallion, of course, is not only give you access in an even higher, less obtrusive way. You don't have to tap anything. You know, just having the medallion gains you the access.
The technology we love. I mean, the opportunity, it's going to make things far more accessible for folks.
Oh, my gosh. And then what it does is it takes that access and turns it into personalized service, which nobody does.
Right.
So that is the huge breakthrough.
Well, I just want you to hold 1 second for me right there. So if you're just joining us, Mary and I were speaking with Arnold Donald. He's the CEO of Carnival Corporation. And Arnold, I want you to continue with that. And I also am curious, you know, before you became Carnival CEO, were you a regular cruise traveler?
I was an avid cruiser before I ever, I went on the board of Carnival almost 16 years ago. Before that, yeah, my wife and I cruised quite.
All right, so then Medallion's going to be right there for you, because you're going to love that.
Yeah, the Medallion has applications even beyond cruise, frankly, and we'll see. You know, we'll let guests decide. You know, for us, it's all about the guests.
All right.
So the guests will decide, you know, whether they want it, how they want to use it.
I think that they're gonna love it. But so, Arnold, I know you're going to be at the New York Times show in a few weeks, and you'll be on the keynote panel for that as well. Robert, Rudy, and I will be broadcasting this program live from there, and we're also hosting a travel seminar with the theme "Know Before You Go." So, with that in mind, what suggestions would you give people listening today about things they should know to best enjoy a cruise on a Carnival branded ship before they go?
Yeah. First thing is to make certain that you've chosen the right brand for you.
Mm-hmm.
So each brand is very different. Each experience is different. And you can do that through your travel agent, or if you are more ambitious, you can go online and study them all yourselves. But a travel agent will really be able to help you with that. So, for example, if it's you and your loved one, that's one experience you're looking for. If it's you and your kids, that might be a different experience.
Right.
If it's you and your parents or grandparents, that might be a different experience. So you and your college, you know, buddies.
Mm-hmm.
So make certain you've picked a cruise line that's going to cater to what you want for that situation. That's number one. After that, then the rest is lots of fun, and which is basically just to sort out how much fun and what kind of fun you want. What do you want to do in the destinations? What would you like to do on board? You know, the ships. You can do self-development stuff. You can be entertained, you know. So we have Holland America Lines. We have a music walk on Seabourn. You can be pampered with Ocetra caviar. And
Arnold, I'm going to have you hold that thought.
Oh, you're
right
stopping
there
him when he's getting to the good stuff.
Because we're going to hit the bottom of the hour break. Mary and I have a few more questions we want to ask you and let you finish that. Can you hang with us just for a second or two?
Absolutely.
All right.
You.
We appreciate that. Folks, be sure to vote in our new online polls that just went up on the website. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in moments with Carnival CEO Arnold Donald. You're listening to Rudy Max's World with the Carries, and we're so glad you are. Don't touch that channel.
Max's World with the Carries phone lines are open 24/7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rudymaxa.com. We're back after these messages. Phone lines are always open at 800-387-8025. And stay connected with the program at rudymaxa.com. Welcome back to Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries.
Welcome back for segment three, everyone. Mary and I were speaking with Carnival Corporation CEO Arnold Donald, who is out in Las Vegas at CES. So, Arnold, thanks for sticking with us through the break. We appreciate that.
Yes,
I think we left off with some great tips from you on know before you go, and we stopped at caviar and Seabourn. But I don't know if you want to give us one last tip before I get to the next question.
The simplest tip of all is prepare to have fun.
Sounds great.
There you go.
So, Arnold, the cruise industry is nearly a $40 billion business annually here in the U.S., and some stats that we've seen, these are staggering, say more than 20 million people go on cruises every year, with numbers continuing to rise. What are some things that you see ahead for the cruise industry?
Well, you know, one of every two people who cruise in the world cruise on one of our 10 brands, so we have nearly a 50% global share. And, you know, what's ahead for the cruise industry is continued growth, but it's actually constrained growth, and it's constrained by the fact there's only so many shipyards, so we can only grow capacity as so fast. But having said that, even more memorable experiences, even deeper connections to the places and the people they meet in those places, you know, for our guests. And, you know, even further exceeding guest expectations.
All right, so I want to ask you now, where are the soft spots within Carnival moving forward? And what I mean by that really is, you know, as you look at the next 5 or 10 years that we were just talking about, do you need more captains? Do you need more onboard crew and staff? I mean, is it more chefs? Maybe it's, you know, maybe it's more executives. Who knows? I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's folks just to work in your IT department or work on social media. You know, where do you see the most pressing opportunities that people...
The most pressing opportunities for us and for the industry, frankly, is simply in debunking the myths about cruising. You know, there are a lot of people who have never taken a cruise, but they have strong opinions about it, and it's based on often basically just misinformation. And so our challenge every day is to put out the real news about cruising and then have those guests that have traveled share passionately, become, you know, lifelong advocates. Those are our challenges. In terms of operationally, you know, we have the best crew, we have the best staff, the training is extraordinary now with Ocean Medallion. You know, we can take that whole guest experience, that personalized travel experience everybody desires at scale to a whole nother level. And those are all things to look forward to. But first and foremost for us is just to make sure people understand that cruising is the greatest vacation value there is and the greatest vacation.
All right, so that's what you see going forward. All right.
So it's certainly a competitive business, which is good news for travelers. And clearly you have many different brands, as we've discussed, to compete on price and different itineraries, different styles of cruising. As you look at the competition out there, is there something that you see that you find intriguing that maybe somebody else is doing?
You know, our competition is actually not other cruise companies. If you add up all the cabins in the world, they add up to less than 2% of the hotel rooms in the world. One out of every two people who cruise with us.
Right.
Are we going to chase the other 1%? Are we going to chase the 98%? So land-based vacations, you know, are really what we're competing against, and we're a much better value. So, it's just effectively communicating that. In terms of the differences in the cruises, that's the other reason why there's not a lot of competition, because they're very different. And people who cruise a lot, they know which brand really resonates with them most. for the particular situation.
Yeah, well, and I think that they're probably loyal to a brand, so, you know, the opportunity there is to get them maybe to step out of their comfort zone and try a different brand and get a different experience.
Not so much, because if you're going to go on a carnival, you know, that's a very social experience. If you wanted to go strictly to be alone with someone, totally intimate with that, that's more of a Seabourn or perhaps a premium brand like a Princess.
All right.
So, you know, people that cruise, they understand it, and they cruise different lines for different reasons, for different occasions.
Well, we have to ask you one, you know, we got to be a little personal with you before we let you go. Prior to 2013, at least when you became CEO, I know you said you've been on the board far longer. I'm curious if you were a Heat fan, or should we assume that Mickey Harrison, did he put a clause in the contract that you had to become a Miami Heat fan?
He just had to ask you this.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough. You know, I'm a lifelong Boston Celtic fan.
Well, okay. Listen, that must create a lot of...
how open-minded Mickey is.
Clearly.
But I have to admit, you know, I am often found sitting on the floor with Mickey and the family, cheering madly for the Heat because I'm a big Heat fan now, too.
Well, again, I just wanted to have a little fun with you, Arnold. We appreciate that. And folks, listen, you can find links to all of the brands of Carnival Corporation on their website. That's just carnival-corp.com, carnival-corp.com. And we'll also make sure we put up a link on our social media. Arnold, thanks for joining us today. It was a pleasure to have you on the show. We'll look forward to having you back at a future date, okay?
Hey, thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank
Take
you.
Care
Take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, Mary, so there goes Arnold. Nice man.
Gary, but you didn't see that Boston.
I did not see Boston
fan coming.
I didn't want to tell him that we're Knicks fans, so I didn't want to get into that either. So, all right, before we put a wrap on segment three this hour, we need to share that this portion of the program is sponsored by LifeLock.com. Did you know that identity theft goes beyond what you can see on your credit report or what your bank can alert you to? Identity theft encompasses many things beyond what most people think about, because identity thieves can open up new accounts in your name, they can rent or buy properties in your name, they can drain your 401k, they can even file fake tax returns in your name. That's why LifeLock goes beyond credit monitoring to help protect your identity. They use proprietary technology to alert you to a wide range of threats to your identity. And if there ever is a problem, one of their U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it.
Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, you can feel beyond good knowing someone is looking out for you in all kinds of ways. Enrollment takes minutes, protection starts immediately, and membership starts at $9.99 a month, plus applicable taxes. Call or visit LifeLock.com now to save 10% when you sign up using promo code Rudy, or find a link at RudyMaxa.com under sponsors.
Always a good place to go. We're going to take a quick break, folks, but the show is just getting started and there's so much more ahead. You're listening to Rudy Max's World with the Carries. Nice to have you with us today. We're back in 3 minutes.
Max's World with the Carries by calling 800-387-8025. Access the show anytime at RudyMaxa.com. We'll be right back.